All right. Hi, listeners. Hi, Mom.
How are you doing?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's been about 9 months, so a lot of story to tell here. But overall, I'm doing all right today. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. No complaints.
It is officially spring of 2021, and that's a very happy time, I imagine, for everybody that loves gardening.
I'll take it.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, so everybody, we did record 3 solid episodes of West Coast Garden Girls, and then it died on the vine. Please allow me to explain why we went missing. I'll give you a hint. It's all my fault. Mom waited patiently while I got my life together, and we both wanted to give you a few updates to kind of explain what's been going on. But also to let you know that we are jumping right back into the show now that this time has passed. So yeah, we kind of went radio silent for 9 months. No, I did not have a baby. Here's update number 1, though. I moved from San Francisco to Sacramento. So
new climate zone.
Yep. Now I'm inland. And yeah, guess what my zone is? It's zone 90. I have
welcome to the tribe.
Yep. I have joined the hot side. So we actually have the same exact climate now. We are in the same zone because you were zone 90 as well over there in Livermore, Mom. And yeah, I moved into a property, first time homeowner, and it's a pretty big lot. I went from an 800 square foot yard, give or take, to about 8,000 square feet overnight. And so that's a big change, and it's got southern exposure in the backyard, and it's the big blank canvas of my dreams. So listeners should get ready for a lot of landscaping and garden design discussions, because that's my life right now. Now, listeners, all 20 of you or whatever, please don't get discouraged or drop off from listening. If you started listening to this podcast because you related to my small space, urban, low budget renter situation, because one, I'm still low budget, but also 2, and I love this, Mom, your other daughter, Sydney, wants to join the podcast.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun.
I know. I'm really excited about this. It's not completely West Coast Garden Girls without having all 3 of us on the pod. So I'm excited about this. We do need to get her a microphone, though. She lives in Los Angeles, like the heart of Los Angeles. And she has an itty bitty 200 square foot garden that she wants to build out. So pretty soon here, you're going to start hearing from my iconic sister, Sydney, and she will represent the beginner small space gardener. And we will just keep growing our reach because of new ideas and options. And I love it.
And that's going to be all about container gardening, because she doesn't have soil in that backyard. It's all paved over.
Yep, exactly. So that's going to be really helpful, really fun. She is really, really entertaining to talk to as well. So yeah, that's update number 1. So continue listening to us, everybody. It only means that we're going to have more content. Update number 2. It's been a pretty rough year. Like, duh, 2020. I don't need to explain that part. But something pretty unexpected happened in the last few months. I have a prognosis, but it's basically a diagnosis because there's like a 0.0001% chance that it's not what we think it is, of an autoimmune disease. And it really has slowed me down in a lot of ways. It took me a while to identify the symptoms and even longer to get the right doctors. And I won't get into the nitty-gritty of it, but I'm okay. I'm not going to die or anything. And I'm only bringing this up because of one of the symptoms of this autoimmune disease, is that I might start lisping and having a bit of a speech impediment if I talk for too long. Very ironic, right? To start a podcast and then immediately develop a speech impediment right after. It's almost as ironic as loving gardening and having terrible hay fever, which I also do. I honestly don't know which is worse, but it's okay. If the lisping starts happening while we're recording, like it is now, I'm going to try to power through it. And if I can't, I'm just going to edit out that part in post-production. So what else can you do? Get used to it, listeners. I'll try to take a break every once in a while too, because that helps. Update number 3, some of the best conversations that you and I have had, Mom, especially now that I've got all this land and no idea what to do with it, are the unplanned, unpredictable phone calls where I just call you up and ask a question. So we're going to add a new segment to the show, just called, I guess, Ask Mom, where I just call you up randomly and record those calls. And hopefully it's helpful to somebody else out there too.
Sure. As long as it's okay for me to say, I don't know.
It is more than okay for you to say, I don't know, because that is going to be motivation for us to go explore and research and also interview guests.
I agree. One of the things I really enjoyed about working at the help desk for the Master Gardeners is how much I learned through other people's questions. Now, I didn't have to do it on the spot. You know, most of these questions were emailed in, so I could sit there and do the research and come up with a well thought out, well researched response to the question. But I learned so much by doing that. So this will be fun.
Yeah. One final update real quick too, is that when we left off on episode 3, we said our next episode would be all about different garden styles. And we did manage to record that episode before all hell broke loose. So that's the next episode that we're going to put out. I'll release it in the next 24 hours. But it will sound like June of 2020 talk and not March of 2021 talk. So just take note that we're kind of jumping around chronologically a little bit here. And yeah, those are all of our updates. So we're going to start recording again for you guys. Really excited to be in a new space. Mom, what have you been up to in the last 9 months?
Gardening. Honestly, that has been my salvation. I can't go anywhere. Well, I can now, fully vaccinated, happy about that. But still, I mean, we're not traveling. We're not getting on airplanes. We're not, you know, I haven't been down to LA to see your sister. So my salvation has been my yard. You know, I go out there and fight gophers. That's my legacy for 2020 and so far the beginning of 2021. That thing or things, there could be three generations under my soil. I have no idea, but it's eating everything. In fact, I just ordered and got them a couple days ago, a bunch of gopher baskets. And everything I plant when I put in my summer garden is going to use a gopher basket. I have started my seeds. I just potted up my seedlings, and I'll be doggone if I'm going to let some gopher have it for breakfast. So that has been my battle.
Yeah. Better fighting gophers than COVID, I guess. So really happy that you are officially vaccinated.
And I am too. Glad to have it behind me.
All right. Well, that's all for our little update, listeners. Please tune in. We're going to have a bunch of episodes coming out kind of in bunches very soon here. And so you'll hear again from us soon.